You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
Hi, I'm Chip, and you're listening to episode 323 of the 2-Minute Time Lord for the 20th of October. Before the embargo lifted on the big announcement of which missing Doctor Who episodes had been found, documentary producer Ed Stradling posted to Twitter a hilarious poster. Keep calm, and sorry, but it's the Space Pirates. As thrilled as we all were to have any episodes returned to us at all, it was a gentle reminder that not all of the missing episodes were, in fact, any good. But it's hard to avoid getting caught up in nostalgia when evaluating The Enemy of the World, written by David Whittaker and directed by some guy named Barry Letts or something. That goes even for someone like me, a confirmed New Who fan who sometimes can't get past the technical and directorial limitations of classic television. Enemy is not just old TV, though, it's rediscovered TV, and that means even I wind up grading it on the curve. I watched Enemy of the World with a smile. Despite the unconvincing fight scenes, the unconvincing caravan set, and the unconvincing Mexican accent. For starters, despite the accent, Patrick Troughton is a delight in his three roles as the Doctor, the evil Salamander, and the Doctor impersonating Salamander. Troughton, who clearly inspired Matt Smith in so many ways, proves to be far more successful at portraying a hero and villain than Smith did in Nightmare in Silver. I also adore the story's emphasis on the value of making decisions based on facts rather than instincts, something both the Doctor and Security Chief Bruce struggle with, and also something more 21st century politicians should attend to. The female characters are well-rounded and capable, the main exception sadly being Victoria Waterfield, who's trapped in a traditional companion's role and eclipsed by man-of-action Jamie McCrimmon. Barry Letts' direction usually overcomes the limitations of 60s television, with rear projection, model photography, and location shooting all working out really well. And, as novelist Paul Cornell pointed out on Twitter, especially early in the story, by making this a historical set in the future, and with some new naming conventions such as a runabout for a helicopter, David Whittaker gave this story some proper science fiction chops. The cleverness of the story wears thin by episode 6. And indeed, the whole story is a house of cards built entirely on the staggering coincidence that the Doctor and Salamander look alike. It could have been written a lot better. But you know what? Through the big ideas, the enjoyable performances by Troughton, and the interesting supporting cast, to say nothing of the fact that this is rediscovered Doctor Who, I loved watching The Enemy of the World. It's not great Doctor Who, but it is fun and it is lovely. And that's your 2-Minute Time Lord podcast for today. More episodes are at twominutetimelord.com or on iTunes. Find me on Facebook and Twitter. Look for numeral 2-Minute Time Lord. And I'll be back soon with The Web of Fear.